our children grew up being scared of summer. This week I watched an international newscast and saw what looked like most of the planet, the Americas, Africa, Europe, Asia, painted in bright blazing orange and reds like the burning bush. Fahrenheit temperatures in three-digit numbers seemed to blaze all over the world map. Heat records have burst around the globe. This very weekend, crops are burning, roads are buckling, and seas are rising. While lakes and reservoirs recede or even disappear. Ice sheets melt in rising heat, and wildfires blitz forests. People are dying in the sonorous heat. Lives of all kinds are threatened in cities, fields, seas, deserts, jungles, and tundra. Wildlife, farm animals, insects, and human beings are in distress. The UN's World Meteorological Organization says there is more lethal heat in our future because of climate change caused by our species on this planet. Even with advances in wind, solar, and other alternative energy sources and international pledges and accords, the world still derives about 80% of its energy from fossil fuels like oil, gas, and coal, which release the carbon dioxide that's warmed the climate to the current temperatures of this scalding summer. The WMO's chief, Petteri Talla, said this week, in the future, these kinds of heat waves are going to be normal. The most alarming word in his forecast might be normal. I'm of a generation that thought of summer as a sunny time for children. Think of long days spent outdoors without worry, playing games, or just meandering. John Updike wrote in his poem, June, "The sun is rich and gladly pays in golden hours, silver days, and long green weeks that never end. School's out, the time is ours to spend. There's Little League, hopscotch, the creek, and after supper, hide and seek. The livelong light is like a dream." But now that bright livelong light of which Updike wrote might look menacing in a summer like this. In blistering weeks such as we see this year and may for years to come, you wonder if our failures to care for the planet given to us will make our children look forward to summer or dread another season of heat.